This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know it's been a while since it dominated the business and economic headlines, but Brexit, it turns out, is still a thing. Britain is out of the European Union officially and finally at the end of December. All that's left to figure out, 4+ years after the vote and something like 3 weeks until the deadline, are the terms between Britain and its biggest trading partner, which is why Prime Minister Boris Johnson's going to Brussels this week for some last-minute negotiations. Also at issue, as the UK gets to make its own deals from now on, is the state of economic play with the United States. There are the big-picture problems, market access and tariff structure, for instance, and some more industry-specific causes. Chlorine-washed chicken, hormone-treated beef, also fur. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Protests like this led to a ban on fur farming in the UK 20 years ago, but fur imports are allowed. Claire Bass of Humane Society International says it's time to end that anomaly.
Fur farming was banned in the UK because it's inherently inhumane. But since then, we've had this double standard. We've been importing the same product that we banned in our own backyard.
This footage of mink, apparently mistreated, clawing at their cages, was filmed, she says, at a fur farm in the EU. An example of the animal cruelty that pervades the industry, she says. Brexit will end the automatic obligation to allow fur into Britain.
Leaving the European Union and the single market gives us the opportunity to end that double standard and to stop funding the fur trade.
The British Fur Trade Association, or BFTA, denies that animal cruelty pervades its industry. It insists that all of the $270 million worth of fur imported into the UK every year comes from farms or from trappers that are subject to strict animal welfare regulation. Nevertheless, the British government is mulling a total ban on all fur sales. Fur has already disappeared from many fashion shows. High-profile brands like Gucci and Versace eschew it. But, says Giles Roker of the BFTA, the product was featured on the catwalk at London Fashion Week this year. And he says the government ban would be an unwarranted attack on a successful industry.
The UK is the seventh largest importer of natural fur in the world. It is a buoyant, successful, growing market. Sales have increased by around 180% in the last decade or so.
And banning natural fur, he says, would not only hit the fur trade. The US ambassador to the UK has suggested that since a British ban would block fur imports from the US, that could jeopardise any free trade deal with America.
I think the UK government needs to reflect very carefully whether it wishes to move forward with this, potentially damaging a future UK-US trade agreement worth billions every year.
Anti-fur trade campaigners pour scorn on the claim. Mike Moser was once a fur trade champion. He was head of the BFTA, but he quit last year after a change of heart.
Because I could no longer defend the unacceptable welfare problems that are systemic to factory fur farms and trapping of wild animals.
Moser does not believe that a fur ban in the UK would scupper a free trade deal with America. For one thing, the US exports barely $3 million worth of fur a year to Britain.
Such a minuscule amount. I really, really cannot see that that's going to be a feature in any trade agreement.
But the fur trade has its supporters. Victoria Hewson of the free market think tank, the IEA, says a sales ban would be a bad idea, just as the UK launches itself as a global trading nation.
I think it really could cause damage to our desire to be seen as a supporter of free trade.
She says many potential trade partners, and not just the US, might worry
that future sales of goods could be subject to this quite arbitrary ban in the future.
The argument goes on and is likely to intensify and widen as the UK gains independence from the European Union and gets to decide its own trade policy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.